Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The premier
locker room
show in Chicago, inside the
locker room.
Now you're just trolling, because this isn't even technically inside the locker room.
It's continuing.
I was like,
right?
Wait a minute. What else do I have? Oh, actually, I do have a little more.
Yeah. Well, we have more. Yeah, actually, more is the best way of putting it. Because guess who we're going to hear from? I'm sorry. I had to.
Nice work, Layla.
I mean, that's what happens. That's what happens on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I think that what we saw in the Bears and Cowboys game was a glimpse into the future, and the future looks good. The Bears rattled off to score their 31st point of the game, a 19 play, 11 straight runs, 9 minute and 54 second drive that was the longest in the National Football League this year upon its completion. Not only was it sexy as hell, it was demoralizing to the other team.
Did you get excited, Grody?
To use that word.
Oh, yeah.
But yes. It was. You know, here we are talking to Ben Johnson this week about demoralizing, whether or not that was going to be the case. Well, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. You were able to give your defense a rest that was absolutely unheard of prior to that. The Bears put together a punishing drive. Kyle Manungai runs the other way. Runs 8 yards, loses 8 yards in that scenario, the same drive. Not only did they overcome that, but then they go to a situation where they're in a fourth and goal from the 2. Fourth and goal. And Ben Johnson does not give a blank. Sends his people out there and says, go get it, baby, like Ozzie Guillen on the postgame show. And we saw exactly what happened. They ended up with a touchdown, DJ Moore, in the middle of the field. And the funny part is, people have talked about how there was less of a pass rush from Dallas than was expected on that play. But the reason why is because I think Matt Eberflus was gaming for Caleb Williams' RPO likelihood, knowing that that was a possibility. So there was a spy that was created, and that created the space for DJ Moore. I don't know how you don't look at that drive and say to yourselves, not only did we see the defense respecting the quarterback, creating opportunities for people who absolutely ate, it was creatively called. We saw DJ Moore utilized as a running back in that same drive too. Misdirection, punishing. It was everything you wanted to see out of the Bears. And if that isn't a glimpse to what this team's future can look like, then I don't know what to say, because that was something that I had not seen a team like this do before.
The best part about it is it's in an area where the Bears have sucked this year, and that is the first drive of the third quarter. Now, they were 3 and out to begin the game as an offense, so somehow we got to get that balanced out. And those were DJ Moore's, I think, I know he had one other target in the first two quarters, but I believe those were his first couple, like there was a 3rd and 10 to DJ. That saved that drive. 3rd and 10 to DJ Moore, and end around by Luther Burden in there as well. 4 yard, as you said, Layla, the 4 yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore, where Caleb, by the way, is looking left, looking towards Cole Kmet, and then spins around and zips it to the back of the end zone to DJ Moore. So I thought that was awfully pretty by both players, by DJ Moore finding that opening, which can be very difficult in the end zone. And then it was Caleb putting just the right amount of zip on the ball. Now, the funny part about this is, or interesting part about this is most of the Bears players have never in their lives been part of a 19-play drive. It's pretty rare. I mean, this was an extraordinary drive. That said, let's take you back into the locker room and hear what DJ Moore had to say about this great 19-play drive, DJ Moore.
How do you describe what that 19-play drive was like?
How do you describe it?
Torture.
It's a long time, bro. 19 plays, and I didn't even come off the field for none of it, so it was torture. Not torture, but, I mean, it's a fun thing.
Everybody else probably felt it was torture, too, for them.
Yeah, they was tired. So you could see it when we started getting closer and closer to the red zone. You could see they was wearing down.
Camper showed you and Caleb on the bench, Caleb kind of pulling you in and hugging you, and you were smiling. Was there anything in particular going on in that moment?
No, he just said, I'm glad you got on the board, and he was just going crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Like a little kid, Caleb was in that moment.
You guys are familiar with the term attrition, the action of process of gradually reducing the strength or effectiveness of someone or something through sustained attack or pressure.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody doesn't know what the word attrition is, just show them the video. Show them the 9 minutes and 54 seconds, the 19 plays on that draft, because that was just absolutely just wearing down the defense. And what was funny is I'm thinking the whole time, like, Dallas has looked so much better than the Bears in this game running the football. But when push came to shove, they got out there and just started pushing and shoving their way down the field. And as DJ Moore so succinctly put it, if it's torture for the guy on offense, what do you think the defense is feeling like?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I love that you use the term push came to shove, because really this, when push came to shove. Like, it just kept happening over and over and over. And he also described what I think when we're trying to describe momentum to people, he did a very good job with it. You could tell they were getting tired as we were getting closer to the end zone. They smelled blood in the water.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun.
First you see the blood.
I was waiting for the rest of it.
Then you're close enough, I guess, to smell the blood. Although as humans, I guess we can't smell it because we can't smell underwater.
Wasn't Chris Tannehill? I think we should ask Tannehill these questions. He was visiting a shark. I saw him posing in front of a shark. Yeah.
On IG?
As opposed to jumping the shark, he decided to visit the shark.
He visited the shark. I think he was at like the Jaws. Maybe he was at Universal Studios or something. He's standing in front of, looked like Jaws with the Jaws boat behind there.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
That sounds exciting.
As we
talk about the 9 minutes and 54 seconds of torture here on Raheem Harris and Grody. And listen, I'm all for that. Look, that's what happens. Two things. When you get a sizable lead, like a two-score lead, and it's getting late in the game, two things you know. Your defense, you can turn it loose as far as pass rushers go and go after the quarterback. And on offense, if you can run the ball, the game is over.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason they call my man clock-killing Corey Dillon.
Oh, wow.
Because that man just used, they gave him the ball after right. They got a lead and the game was over.
56, 7 yards. And then just like the Montez Sweat sack, it's late in the game, but that's exactly what you need at that point. Just put them away because you've seen too many disappointments with teams going back to last year, coming back and stunning the Bears. And there was so many like daggers that the Bears put in the Dallas Cowboys yesterday.
The goal is to leave no doubt.
No doubt.
And I feel like on every single drive, whether it was offense or defense, that you could see that they were trying to leave no doubt. And that's been a long time since I felt that way about a Bears team like this.
Do you like No Doubt, the band?
Do.
Yeah, I've always been kind of, I like every other song by No Doubt.
I like, you know, No Diggity, No Doubt.
I know you do. No Diggity, No Doubt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All are good entrance to the discussion.
Yeah. Bazooka Joe, by the way, once he came in the game, I was like, the game is over. Bazooka Joe is in the game. Joe Milton.
Bazooka Joe had quite the arm, though. That was the
that
truth.
Thing is special.
But yeah, when they're going two-minute offense with 7 minutes left, but when they needed a stop, they got them.
Yeah.
If there was only some other person from a podcast that Mark does where he whispers TTN that we could talk about
TTN,
it with.
TTN.
Oh, that's right. The Athletics' Dan Weider of the Take the North podcast will join us next to talk about his observances in a Bears 31-14 win over the Cowboys. This is Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score.
TTN.
Torture.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.